Randall Saito's escape to the mainland last week has focused attention yet again on the workings of the Hawaii State Hospital, with one state senator calling for additional security personnel and expedited construction of a new facility for high-risk patients. Another state senator is saying that project should not be rushed. Questions continue to surface about the escape and about the ways that facility operates, as political and opinion editor Chad Blair tells us in today's reality check from Civil Beat. Hi, Chad.
Hi, Chris. Happy Thanksgiving Eve.
Yes, indeed. This is not the first time we've had our attention drawn toward the Hawaii State Hospital, is it?
No, not at all. And with Josh Green, who's a medical doctor, represents the Big Island. Remember, he co-chaired that investigation committee from the Senate along with Clayton Hee just 3 years ago. Of course, they were focused on a lot of things, primarily patients actually abusing staff. But he feels he has something to add here. And you mentioned doubling security. Yeah, he wants that. Maybe have the sheriff's deputies involved as well in terms of expediting that new 144-bed facility. He'd like to have that done a year earlier. Right now, December 2020, about 3 years from now, is when that's scheduled. He says maybe the governor should declare a state of emergency. And then one other thing, he's saying, you know, let's freeze the admission of highly assaultive patients or people with histories of violence. That would seem to apply to Saito. We actually have four such patients on the mainland. Don't send those back. Maybe send similar patients from Honolulu, from Kaneohe, rather, the facility, to the mainland. Those are the things that Josh Green is calling for.
Where do we send them on the mainland?
There's a facility, and as you know, we send hundreds, if not more, to Arizona. But there's a private contractor that helps take care of that. It's in Louis Kanea's story, and forgive me for not knowing the exact location, whether it's Austin, Arizona. But you mentioned another senator said, whoa, slow down on expediting the building of that facility. That's Jill Takuda, who actually was chair of Ways and Means, when $160 million was appropriated just in the last year or so to make that happen. That's Takuda's district.
Yeah.
She's saying, wait a minute, we have a history of screwing up big projects in this state. Why are we rushing this? I should add that both Jill Takuda and Josh Green are running for the Democratic nomination for lieutenant governor.
Well, that does muddy the waters a little bit.
Not that politics is involved. I believe Green and Takuda are quite serious about this, but you know, certainly these are the kind of things that get attention in the media.
Well, one of the things that comes to mind, Chad, is that that's an awful lot of investment for a couple of hundred patients.
It really is. And one thing that Green recommended, or rather that the hospital has already undergone, Green actually met with hospital administrators earlier this week. But apparently what they're doing is they are putting up more fencing, and they are suspending what's known as on-ground escorted and off-ground unescorted privileges for patients that would presumably have caught someone like Randall Saito. So that's encouraging. And as we all know, Governor Ige has asked Doug Chin, the attorney general, to investigate. There's, a half a dozen investigators looking into that. So it does seem that the state is taking action to try and make sure something like this doesn't happen again.
It's a rich subject for investigation, given that he was able to charter a plane, make phone calls, make it all the way to the mainland, right?
I mean, I'm telling you, they got to make a movie out of this. It's not going to be good for Hawaii, but it's a heck of a story. And it's not
over
yet.
Who would believe it,
Chad? Not me.
Thanks very much. Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring political and opinion editor Chad Blair.